candidates in Edinburgh South at this year's general election are Alan Beale, Scottish Liberal Democrats, Nick Cook, Scottish Conservative and Unionist Party, Katrina MacDonald, SNP, Ian Murray, Scottish Labour Party, and Kate Nevins, Scottish Green Party. We have interviews with all of these, except for Mr. Beale of the Scottish Liberal Democrats. And what follows is an excerpt from all of these interviews. Here's our interview with Nick Cook.
Well, I've represented communities in Edinburgh South since 2012, and I'm standing at this election because I want the country to be able to move on from divisive referendums and get back to the local issues that matter, and a vote for the Conservative and Unionist Party is a vote to do just that. Outside of politics, I am first and foremost a dad to an amazing little girl. Also quite partial to a bit of wrestling and 80s rock music. You can often find me at the Hydro, whether it's Whitesnake or Kiss, that's how I like to unwind. In Edinburgh South, there's a number of important local issues that I want us to focus on. My prime priority would be securing a new build Liberton High School, which is a campaign I've been involved in since the beginning. I also want to safeguard our green spaces, such as Midmar Paddock, and ensure that the quality of life in the constituency is enhanced and maintained for future generations. There are a number of important national issues that are of concern, but the two biggest ones at this election are stopping a second independence referendum and getting Brexit done so we can remove the uncertainty created by both and focus on the kind of country we want to be going forward.
You can listen to our interview with Katrina MacDonald of the SNP.
Future for Scotland. I want to build a future where we look after the well-being of our people, where we take urgent action to tackle the climate crisis, and where we take our place on the world stage as an independent member of the European Union. And I'm a small business owner, so I've spent the last 3 years dealing with the political and economic chaos that's been caused at Westminster. I own a small cafe and community art space with my mum. I was raised in Edinburgh South, although I also spent some of my childhood abroad in China. So I think I've got a good idea of what Scotland's place in the world could be and the future that we could have if we were able to be part of Europe, be part of the global community. In the city chambers with members of the community in Gilmerton to support a proposal for Gilmerton Gateway, a new industrial business park in Gilmerton, which includes some amazing provisions for the local community. So it's got a new doctor's surgery, it's got things like a pharmacy, they want to put in a veterinary surgery, it expands the cycle infrastructure to encourage people to leave their cars at home and get travelling more actively. I was there to support them, and I was so pleased that the council decided to go against the sort of the policy and to listen to the community and actually take the decision to approve the proposal. So of course the biggest issue at this election will be Brexit, and as an SNP candidate I have a clear, unambiguous commitment to stopping Brexit. We voted in Edinburgh South with over 70% to remain, and that must be respected. We must have the choice over our own future. At Westminster, SNP MPs are going to be focusing on things like universal credit, putting in place a benefit system that is secures the fairness and dignity for people that use it. Things like migration, we need a migration system that's fit for purpose and allows Scotland to bring in people from abroad to meet the needs of our expanding health and social care industries. And of course the issues that are really important to people on the doorsteps are the personal ones, the things to do with health, things to do with well-being, and that's what I think that we need to protect. We need to make sure that Brexit doesn't have an impact on our healthcare. We need to make sure that if Brexit does go ahead, our NHS is absolutely off limits. We will accept.
We also interviewed Ian Murray of the Scottish Labour Party.
Well, I'm standing to be re-elected. I've been the Member of Parliament around here now for the last 9 years, and this is the fourth general election we've had in the last 9 years. So I'm standing on my local record. There'll be everyone around here will know someone that I've helped, supporting local community groups, supporting local organisations, fighting for the issues that people around here tell me are important to them, both locally and in Parliament. So that's why I'm standing. They're the two big issues, of course, that people are telling me on the doorstep, and I agree with them, is to try and find a way of getting the issue of the European Union back to them in a final say referendum with the option to remain, which has been my policy since I helped set up the People's Vote campaign in April last year, and also to try and stop the disaster and chaos of a second divisive independent referendum. So that's the three things I'm standing on, and hopefully if I get re-elected we'll have a wee look at making sure that climate change stays atop at the political agenda.
One of the things you did do about Brexit was you helped to front the court action. Do you think that was a success? Do you think it was worth doing?
Well, I think it was worth doing, because what it showed us actually is that our court system will take the views of the public and hold a government to account. And the one thing that we've seen since the Brexit debacle has been brought upon us by this Conservative government is that Parliament won't be pushed around by a powerful executive when they're doing stuff that's damaging to the country, and the court system will help local people and the public to defend them against the government. That's something we should cherish in our constitution, and it's something that we've used to make sure the government doesn't get their own way, and of course we won as well.
It's well publicised that you're not exactly aligned with Jeremy Corbyn and his views. Do you think that counts against you in any way?
Look, my values and Labour Party values have always been my values and always been the party's values, and that's what I'm fighting for at this election. People have very strong views either for or against Jeremy Corbyn, but the main message for me to them as a Labour Party candidate is they're voting for the local MP for the next 5 years. I have a proven track record of being a very active local MP and always being on their side here in this constituency, and they need to get me back to Parliament to make sure we can deliver on the things that are important to them. In terms of local issues, lots of planning issues. The South Edinburgh Greenbelt is under threat, and we have to fight those on behalf of local people, local infrastructure in terms of primary places, GP places, and transport infrastructure really creaking at the seams, and local people can't see how we can fit thousands of more homes on our Greenbelt without resolving that issue. And of course we have the big issues around health. We've got a sick kids hospital, a new hospital just a stone's throw from where we're filming this, still closed, hundreds of millions of pounds wasted. It may be torn down and costing residents around here £1.5 million a week to keep it closed. That's what people are really talking about on the doorsteps, and they know that I've always been on their side with these issues and will always continue to be.
Last but not least, we interviewed Kate Nevins of the Scottish Green Party.
I'm standing because I want to see radical, urgent action on the climate crisis. We've got really little time left to address the climate emergency, and the parliament that we elect on Thursday is going to be sitting, hopefully, for the next 5 years, which is half the decade that we've been given to turn things around.
Given that there's only one Green MP at the moment in Westminster, sure. What difference would it make if you were elected?
So I think we would make a massive amount of difference. We've been working on action plans to tackle the climate crisis for at least a decade, longer than everybody else. We're quite a lot further ahead of the other parties. However, the other parties are clambering to catch up, which is great. So we're seeing other parties announce a climate emergency. We're seeing other parties like Labour announce a Green New Deal. They're doing that after us, but it's really good that they're doing it. It's really good that that's happening. So we would be working with other like-minded MPs in Westminster to push forward cross-party these ideas to, yeah, really tackle the climate emergency.
And tell me a little bit you and your own background. What have you done before this election?
Sure, so I probably have a bit of an unusual background in that I have been working for the last 10 or 12 years in the Middle East doing peace building work, peace and conflict work, working with communities in countries like Yemen, in Libya, in Egypt, and with youth groups and with women's groups, in really, really complex contexts.
What kind of things do you actually, does that mean
do
that
actually
you,
do?
You've done?
Yeah. It's a variety of things, but a lot of it is about supporting local activism. So it's local women's groups that are trying to end violence against women in their communities. It's local youth groups that are trying to pursue peace building when their country is in conflict. It's supporting people to do advocacy where that's possible, not just to their own governments, but to the UN and to international governments.
So just helping them get their message across.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's a lot about working with marginalised voices. Yeah.
And tell me then about the local issues here in Edinburgh South that you've been hearing about.
Sure.
On the doors.
I think my favourite part of the campaign has been the door knocking. I've really been enjoying speaking to people. It's a really big
constituency. It's actually a really varied constituency. So you've got lots of different communities. I've particularly enjoyed going out in the Inch in Liverton and Gilmerton and talking to lots of young families and older people who really, really care about the climate. And they really care about the environment. And their kids are wanting to talk to me about things like the litter picking they're doing or the climate strikes that they've been attending or turning off their TVs and things like that. And it's felt really, really valuable. But in terms of how that relates to local issues, we need to make sure that we maintain our access to green spaces in Edinburgh South. So rights away across Midmar Paddock and making sure we're not building on the green belt further down south. Making sure that we can all have access to active travels, so we can all walk and cycle safely if we want to. We've got some real problems in this particular area around the rat runs for schools, so making sure that it's safe for children to walk around and get to school, stuff like that.
Great. Well, we wish you well in your election campaign.
thank you
Kate. Thanks so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. These are all the interviews we've recorded with the candidates in Edinburgh South. Watch out for more episodes with more political interviews.